Daily Rest, Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. The theme this week is, I am the resurrection and the life, and the text for each of these devotions is John 11, 25 and 26. Jesus said to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? I am is I am. This was not the first I am statement of Jesus. Earlier in his ministry, he had stated of himself, I am the bread of life, John 6:35. I am the light of the world, John 8:12. I am the door of the sheep, John 10:7. And I am the good shepherd, John 10:14. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus were among those who heard and believed these statements. No doubt each did not grasp all that each statement meant, but with each statement one thing became clearer and clearer. Jesus was not only saying, I am the Messiah, but also, I am, I am. He who created Adam and Eve in the garden, the source of all life, the Lord, who spoke to Moses at the burning bush, came into our world. He spoke to his apostles. He spoke to Mary and Martha and Lazarus. He speaks to us. That means the word he gave to Mary and Martha when Lazarus died and was raised, he has spoken to our hearts as well. He is the Lord. When we stand at the graveside of a close loved one, someone whose death leaves a hole in our family and our hearts, let us remember Jesus' words of comfort and promise to Mary and Martha, and how he showed his words to be entirely and completely true by raising Lazarus from the dead. Jesus stands by us at the graveside today as the one who died, rose, and ascended, so that we might know his words to be utterly and completely reliable. These words continue to make us confident that he has prepared for us a place where God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Revelation 21, verse 4. There rest and peace in endless measure shall be ours through eternity. No grief, no care shall mar our pleasure, and untold bliss our lot shall be. Make haste, my soul, forget all sadness, for peace awaits thee, joy and gladness. The perfect rest is nigh at hand. The Lutheran Hymnal 615, verse 4. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.